From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, April 6th. Coming up, fourth-year medical students will soon graduate and start their residencies. It's a long road for all of them, but it can be especially challenging for Black students. We'll find out more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Today is the last day to cast a ballot in local elections across Illinois. Voters are choosing candidates for local offices from mayor to school board. Polls are open until 7 p.m. In Champaign County, voters will decide in a binding referendum if they want to merge the Recorder of Deeds office with the county clerk. Voters in Savoy will vote on whether to give their village government home rule powers. Savoy voters are also picking three village trustees from a field of six candidates. There are contested races for mayor or village president in Sidney, Homer, Thomasboro, Tolono, and Rantoul. Also in Rantoul, voters will elect their village board trustees from districts for the first time instead of at large. Illinois schools will receive $7 billion in additional federal funding over the next 3 years. The money comes from the American Rescue Plan Act. As Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker stopped in Champaign yesterday to discuss the influx of money and how it can be used to counter the effects of the pandemic on student learning.
Pritzker said the money will go directly to school districts. Some public school advocates have criticized the governor's budget proposal for not investing the recommended $350 million in the state's school funding formula. The formula is designed to send money to the neediest districts.
We could not provide that $350 million. In fact, you know, we had to be more austere than I would have liked. But it's because we have to be responsible and balance the budget.
Pritzker said the state is providing guidance to school districts on how to use the additional federal money to address learning loss and social-emotional development. After the state has dealt with the COVID-19 crisis, Pritzker said he'll be the biggest advocate for education funding. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign Unit 4 schools are due to receive $39 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. An Illinois House committee is holding regional hearings this week and next on redistricting. They'll be receiving testimony from the public as they prepare to draw up new boundaries for legislative and congressional districts. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis says Democrats have controlled the redistricting process in Illinois for years, and the result has been gerrymandered maps. He says his own 13th congressional district is an example.
It's a gerrymandered district that was put in central Illinois to elect a Democrat. We've beaten the trend every election cycle here, but it's still a gerrymandered district, and I certainly hope the governor will live up to his campaign promise not to sign a gerrymandered map.
As a candidate for governor, J.B. Pritzker said in 2018 that he favored setting up an independent commission to draw legislative and congressional district boundaries. Independent redistricting commissions are also part of the House Democrats' electoral reform bill in Congress, but Davis says while he supports the commission proposal, he's against the bill as a whole. State public health officials reported more than 2,100 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The 7-day rolling case positivity rate remains steady at 3.8%. Health officials say that just more than 27,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses were administered in Illinois on Sunday, but they say reporting from some providers may have been delayed because of Easter Sunday. The 7-day rolling average for vaccines administered is just under 106,000 per day. Just under 19% of the state's total population is now fully vaccinated. Champaign County health officials say that more than 29% of the county's vaccine-eligible population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and that 24% of the total population is fully vaccinated. Still to come, we'll get a closer look at the challenging road for Black medical students on their way to graduation. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
I'm WILL's health reporter Christine Herman. In the years since the COVID-19 pandemic hit the U.S., we're seeing signs of hope, yet we still have a long way to go. WILL continues to double down on coverage, serving as your eyes and ears so you'll know how to keep yourself and your family safe as you navigate these uncertain times. We can't do this important work without your help. Go to willgive.org to make a gift.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Fourth-year medical students are getting ready to graduate and start their residencies in July. It's been a long journey, and especially challenging for some Black students. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yusri reports.
In a community hall in Indianapolis, Jamel Hill and about a dozen relatives are gathering.
And so what I'm doing now is, my family is huge, And so I am setting up one Zoom for my family to see, and then I'm setting up the Zoom so the school can announce it.
Hill is a Black fourth-year medical student at Indiana University, and the announcement he's referring to is on match day, when the medical school will let each student know where they got accepted to continue their medical training after graduating.
We're going to Kentucky!
Hill just landed his dream job. Soon, he'll start a residency in physical medicine and rehab at the University of Kentucky. Here's his mom, Tonya Hill.
I feel like crying because I'm so excited and I'm so happy and proud.
And there's a good reason to be proud. Hill is joining a small group. Only 5% of doctors in the U.S. are Black, and Blacks made up only 8% of medical school applicants last year. When he started classes, he found that medical school doesn't do nearly enough to explain the history and context behind health disparities affecting Black Americans, leaving Black students like him in a tough spot.
Being the only Black person in there and everybody just kind of look over at you for answers, and it's like, you know, I'm not here for that. I'm here to learn and not necessarily...
And it happened twice during his clinical rotations at the hospital. Patients would say they didn't want the Black doctor, meaning Hill, to see them.
And I oftentimes, you know, maybe for lack of a better explanation, just push that off to ignorance. I think
it was Black mentors turned friends that Hill met on the way that helped him push through, like a young Black PhD candidate he met years earlier when he was in a pipeline program helping first-generation college students applying to medical school. The guy's name was Antoine Haywood.
I grew up with a mother who was an immigrant and had a sixth-grade education. I have six siblings. And I lost my father to gun violence.
When they reconnected, Haywood had his doctorate. He's currently the assistant dean of students at IU and an assistant professor of radiation oncology. He too has felt like an outsider. In fact, it wasn't until his mentor asked him, not if, but when he was getting his PhD, that he started feeling like he belonged.
I was like, really? Why would I get a PhD? It just didn't seem attainable to me. Or a possibility. But having someone there to offer guidance and support and reassurance, even when things weren't going as expected, made all the difference for me.
And so he made it a point to do just that for IU's Black students, like this guy.
My name is Alejandro Mangalo. I'm a fourth-year medical student here at Indiana University School of Medicine and recently matched and going into internal medicine.
Mangalo's parents are Black and immigrant Latinx. He's going to be the first doctor in the family, but it hasn't been easy. At IU's campus in Terre Haute, Mangalo confronted a stark reality. He recalls a class discussion about the link between genetics and some diseases. One student argued that immigrants should be kept out so they won't be bringing their diseases into the U.S.
Those kind of comments where when they're not checked in the classroom by the professor or they are engaged with comical banter with other students or the professor is when a person like me who has immigrant family where it feels not only hurtful but I feel excluded.
Many blessings. We thank you for keeping Jamel to this day. We thank you.
Back in the community hall, Hill's mother leads a prayer as match day celebrations continue. Hill's 7-year-old nephew, Kinsley, says he has a dream too.
No, I've been thinking to be a scientist when I grow up or something.
For Mangalo and Hill, that kind of impact on Black girls and boys helps to make their own difficult journey in medicine worthwhile. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies again today, up to a high of 80 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Lee Gaines, Jim Meadows, and Farah Yusri. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.